What do you want out of life? Adventure or security? Independence or committed connection? To make a lot of money? Or to have a positive impact on the world? Maybe you can have it all, but over the course of a lifetime, you're probably going to have to make some choices. But how? Start by listening to these five big ideas from What Do You Want Out of Life? A Philosophical Guide to Figuring Out What Matters by Valerie Tiberius. Valerie is a professor of philosophy at the University of Minnesota, and she joins us with a little guidance on how you can achieve your goals by clarifying your values.
Hi, I'm Valerie Tiberius. I'm a professor of philosophy at the University of Minnesota. My research is about well-being, living a good human life, and the ways that philosophical reflection can and can't help. Given the topics I work on, a number of people over the years have suggested to me that I might write something that's useful for a larger audience than the academic audience I usually write for. And that's what I'm trying to do in my new book, What Do You Want Out of Life? A Philosophical Guide to Figuring Out What Matters. Today, I'll share five key insights from the book. Number one, values are the key to living well. We have lots of goals, from the mundane to the profound. Buy groceries, join a gym, read more novels, clean the bathroom, get promoted, ask for a raise, have children. These goals compete for our limited time and resources. Sometimes they're in serious conflict, and that causes stress and frustration. People often experience this as the problem of work-life balance. What to do? The quick answer is we need to key into our values. In more detail, we need to understand and sometimes reinterpret our most important goals, our values, and try to live our lives so that our everyday goals and actions are aligned with those values. Our values really matter because they're an essential part of the narratives we use to make sense of life. Values are what we think about when we reflect on how our lives are going. So if someone asks you how you're doing, you're likely to think about how you're doing in the domains of the things you value. How's work? How are things with my family? How's my health? Values also anchor us when we have doubts about whether our goal-directed activities have any point. So, for instance, talking into this microphone would seem pretty silly if it weren't connected to some larger project that I care about. Number two, understanding your values is harder than it sounds. Now, we do know what matters to us in the most general terms. Most of us would have relationships and work on our list of core values, and maybe also health, financial security, and fun. But we don't always know what it means to fulfill these very general values or how much they matter. Everyone values family, but what does that mean? Spouse and kids? Chosen family? And how do you fulfill the value of family? By being a stay-at-home parent? By being a financial provider? Some of each? Maybe you value fun, but what kind? Does your work have to be fun, or are you better off with a fun hobby? Is fun ever important enough to sacrifice career goals for it? By the time we're adults, we have diverse, multifaceted, and interrelated goals. When we don't know just what it means to fulfill our values or how much they matter to us, it can be hard to know how to pursue them and how to resolve conflicts among them. Moreover, even if you know exactly what you value and how much at one moment in your life, as we get older, we often need to make changes. When I was young, I predicted that when I got old, I would have it all figured out. That turned out not to be true. Life isn't the kind of thing you set to autopilot. We keep changing, setting new goals, encountering new conflicts, and then we have to figure out anew how to resolve them. Fun may mean snowboarding in your 30s and ballroom dancing in your 60s. Family may take priority over work when your kids are very young or your parents are very old, but not at other times when you need to put more energy into work. So understanding what matters to you is a lifelong process. Number three, you can't get there just by thinking. What we value, what really matters to us, is revealed at least as much by how we feel as it is by what we think. Values that fit our persistent desires and emotions are more likely to be the kinds of stable commitments we need to resolve those conflicts and anchor our sense that things are going well in life. To understand our values, then, we can't just introspect. We also have to observe our patterns of reactions to things. Trusted friends can help by pointing out how we respond emotionally to our activities in ways we may be resistant to acknowledge. For example, if you identify as a person who reads great literature, it may be hard to recognize that reading classic novels just makes you fall asleep. But we can also try to see ourselves as a friend would see us, by noticing our emotions in the moment and looking for patterns without making judgments about them. Number four, when values conflict, be flexible. Even values that fit you perfectly compete for time and resources. Fortunately, values are typically open to interpretation and reinterpretation, and we can manage conflicts by being flexible. One value, like work, can be interpreted in many different ways by different people or by one person over the course of a life. In your 20s, you might think that career success means raises, promotions, and personal progress. As you near retirement, it may make more sense to see career success as defined by the small but meaningful contribution you have made to a larger project or organization. Over time, and in response to conflicts, we need to adjust the standards for fulfilling our values so we can get the most out of them without feeling like we're always failing. Number five, keep your focus on what matters. To live life well, we need to live in accordance with the values that fit who we are. This means prioritizing the things that are more important and letting go of things that don't really matter. We can do this by changing our habits one step at a time. We can also take a moment once in a while to reflect on how well we're doing at living up to our values and to ask ourselves whether we need to change how we're spending our time. This process of understanding, refining, and aligning our actions with our values is ongoing. But one common theme that will run through it is that other people matter. We value our relationships with other people. We also value many activities that involve other people in significant ways. Musicians play music together. Basketball players need a team. Even readers join reading groups. And what's more, because of how we're wired, we are naturally social creatures. Values that involve other people tend to be stable, well-suited to us, and reliable sources of good feelings of purpose. To sum up, the book starts with a common human problem. We have too many desires to satisfy them all, and things change too much for us to follow one detailed plan. The solution I offer is to identify values that illuminate a path and to try to live up to them with commitment and flexibility. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Valerie. That was Valerie Tiberius with five big ideas from What Do You Want Out of Life? A philosophical guide to figuring out what matters. If you're not yet convinced that philosophy has something to teach you about life, check out our book bite for Happiness in Action, A Philosopher's Guide to the Good Life by Adam Adato-Sandell. I'm Rufus Griscom. Have an amazing day.